Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Mike Snyder, and I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show for this month, April 2020. Normally, a Saint Germain Radio Show is held here on blogtalkradio.com every second Tuesday of the month. However, due to the current global circumstances, we've been guided to hold the show tonight right before Easter Sunday. Going forward, please stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages. Brigitte specifically sends out newsletters and things like that every month. But we're going to offer these radio shows more often as we're guided by Spirit. So if you do not receive her monthly newsletter already, you can always go to lightbridge101.com and sign up for her email list. Speaking of Brigitte, to find out more about the services she offers, which would be her classes, healing and channeling sessions that she offers out of her center in New Jersey, you can also visit her website for that information, which again is www.lightbridge101.com. To find out more about me, Mike Snyder, you can also visit mikesnydercc.com. There you'll find samples of my music, CD downloads, private sessions, as well as many of my the meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held in her center in New Jersey. So to hear a replay of this show or any of our past shows, you can always visit www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We have all the links on there all the time, so you can get back in to hear a show that you might have missed. And I'm going to turn it over to Brigitte now. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mike. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Internet Radio Show. And as Mike said, this is a little bit out of our normal schedule because Saint Germain and Spirit in general has guided us to really take the time this weekend to give everyone a little bit of a boost of energy and love and light, as well as guidance. And as the times are unprecedented, as we can all feel it, and we are changing within ourselves. We are witnessing change outside of ourselves. And Saint Germain, who after all is a master of transformation, also a master of healing, is assisting us as to how to maneuver through the waves of transformation, how to stay afloat, how to stay in a place of peace and balance, regardless of the outer circumstances. So thank you very much for joining us or listening to our recording. We love to have you. Because of you, this even exists. It's just like the concept, if you're in the woods and make a sound, if there are no trees or if nobody's there to hear it, is there a sound, right? So we certainly are grateful for all of you participating. And I can truly say, it took me a while to even be able to do this tonight. When all of this started happening, it felt like a big avalanche hitting me with all kinds of feelings and emotions and energies. And I work in my day job for a company that is considered essential. So I had to help figure out solutions to keep it running, to keep this reduced work, to still find ways to pay the employees and everything. So I'm sure every single one of us has been affected in some form or way by what is going on, and not just because we are locked down in our homes, but just in general, energetically. It's been intense. And I couldn't even think of putting myself out there. And I admire people that have been putting themselves out there in the last few weeks. Kudos to you. I mean, it takes a lot of strength to do that. And I really had to go through my own contractions. But I think this is really important to allow yourself to do this at this time, to not pretend like nothing is happening, to honor your body, to honor yourself. There will be times where you feel expansion. There will be times where you feel tremendous contraction. And to really honor these ups and downs. I always call it the yo-yo effect, but to really just allow yourself to go through your fears and the darkness that comes up to the surface, and as well as rejoicing with the work you've learned to do and walking your talk and doing your spiritual work. But there are moments where you might not be able to do that, where all you can do is just sit and be in the energy and just not do anything. And that's okay too. You know, and that has been a big lesson for me, because I've always been someone of action and go, go, go and do, to really allow myself to go and pace myself as I can, and to also take care of my body and nurture myself. How about you, Mike? Have you had any experiences in the last 3 weeks where you could feel the yo-yo effect, and what have you done to help yourself with that?
Yeah, it has been a little bit stressful, feeling a lot of the energy in the collective. There's a lot of fear out there. I also had to make adjustments at my work. There was a couple situations where you did have to go in, and you know, they just have to do things to protect yourself between gloves and social distancing and a mask and all that kind of thing. I also, even working remotely has been a challenge for us to work as a team, to figure out, you know, how to get everything working. You know, being in IT myself, of course, everything is mission control, if you know what I mean. So it's been pretty interesting there.
Yeah.
But when I can, I do. Yeah, when I can, I've been able to try to take some quiet time myself and play some music. And, you know, that is the beauty of this time. Especially too, there is a lot more quiet time with everybody having to be home. Even if you're essential workers and you have to be out to work, it's still, you know, there's no going out with friends and family at night, or the night on the town at the bar or anything like that. It's really a lot of going within, a lot of probably cleaning up around the house for people, a lot of seeing things that you wouldn't normally see, just a slowdown of life. You know, even when you drive out on the roads, at least out here in Pennsylvania, roads that would normally be back-to-back traffic, you can get right through to go to the grocery store or whatever you have to do. So it's kind of like, I think you and I discussed one time, Brigitte, it's kind of like a strange movie in a way right now, you know, just the reality of it all.
Yeah, it's very surreal, you know, very, very much like living one of those sci-fi movies. And it reminds me of some of these futuristic movies where they talk about this life-altering event that took place that changed the whole path of the civilization on that planet, living in a new way and experiencing their day-to-day in a new way. So it very much feels like that. I totally agree. And that being said, obviously, Mike and I are working on finding solutions to get out there to everyone more via Zoom and via the radio show. So just stay tuned. We are planning to find ways to bring the masters more to you and really out into the world, because I know we have followers in Germany. We have followers in other countries, too. And with the time difference, listening to the radio show live is rather difficult. So this also forces us to change around and to find other ways to reach out more globally around the world, which is nice too. as much as it pushes us out of our comfort zone, it certainly also gives birth to very new ideas and very new ways of connecting and working together, which is very beautiful. And I'm sure Saint Germain is going to be talking about this a lot more. And I could give you my opinion about everything that's going on right now, and I'm sure Mike can give his opinion. But we decided to really leave it to Saint Germain to give us the higher perspective, because, you know, often we think we know, we understand, and then there's another level and a higher aspect, another perception that needs to be taken into consideration. And the flow of information, I don't know, you've seen it too, Mike. The flow of information is just overwhelming between 5G and all these different interpretations of what is going on.
Yeah.
It is very easy to get lost in that. Did you find that too, Mike, the amount of information that's coming in?
Yeah, it seems like everybody does have this theory, and a lot of it is based in fear. And in some cases, you know, there's so much being reported. The truth lies somewhere in between what everybody's saying, you know, and in some cases there might be truths that people can't even report because, you know, nothing's a perfect system. I don't know if you'd like to also in the subject of talking about people coming in together, I wondered if you'd like me to mention the virtual expo that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes. That was fantastic. That was such an incredible experience. Yes, please go ahead.
So basically, Karen and Matt, who are good friends of ours, have come to a lot of our retreats and stuff. A couple of years ago, they decided to start holding their own holistic expos in New Jersey. And there's been a couple in Freehold, New Jersey, and this year was going to be their first one at a big convention center in Edison, New Jersey. It was supposed to be, I think it was March 27th or 28th. So it was about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what they did was really fascinating. They, first of all, have postponed the expo until August 7th through the 9th in Edison. So if things are back to normal by then, they hope to have it out there. Their website is heartofonenessholisticexpo.com. So if you ever want to see any of their information, you can go there. But they also have a Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo Facebook page. And what they did was very inventive. When they found out that it got to the point where the expo was going to be canceled, they said, you know what? Even though we have to postpone the expo and have it physically later at another time, there's so many of our vendors and so many of the healers have put so much work and time into getting ready for this expo. We still want to reach out for them and have a way for them to communicate to who they are and what they offer. And so basically what they did is on their Facebook page that weekend when, like I said, the physical expo was supposed to happen, they had contacted a lot of us ahead of time and asked us to make a couple short videos highlighting who we are, what we offer, and, you know, give some general advice to people as far as healing modalities and, you know, what our knowledge base was, or if there's some vendors that have things for sale, what they sell and how you might be able to, you know, order it online or something like that, where there's no face-to-face contact. So basically, one thing that Brigitte and I did is we did do a Saint Germain healing meditation. It was about 15 minutes long. So again, if you would go on to the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo Facebook page and go under all videos, not only will you see all the different vendors and videos of things that they did, you go about halfway down the page and you'll see that Brigitte and I did a very good, quick 15-minute meditation that I highly recommend that can help everybody a little bit more through these times right now. This is something that eventually we probably will put on our Lightbridge 101 YouTube site, which also has our 1111 activation video. I can recommend that too as a good pick me up. But we're basically trying to build up the YouTube site as we go along here. And again, you know, we'll have that video and probably other things on there as time goes on. But again, if you're interested in that virtual expo, even though, like I said, they live posted a lot of people, even live streamed it during that weekend. all the recordings of everything that happened is still there on their page. There was one guy in particular that did like a sound bath with a gong and different kind of healing bowls and
yeah,
hang
that was
drum.
Fantastic.
That's another good one too. I forget the gentleman's name, but he that was a really neat one too. So that's just an example of all the things that they had on there. So I invite everybody to check it out, and if you have some extra time now, which seems like a lot of us do.
Yes, that's great. So we want to give Saint-Germain a little bit of time to not just take you on a meditation, but to really talk about what's going on. And so let's start with the music piece just to get ourselves settled. I invite you to just close your eyes and really make this time about allowing yourself to receive, allowing yourself to be supported, allowing yourself to come back into yourself, into your center, into your alignment. So why don't we play the heart activation to already get everybody fine-tuned? And let's also not forget that this is the weekend of Easter. Jesus very much has gone through something that we might even feel right now we are going through. The crucifixion that then allowed him to ascend to higher consciousness. And certainly many are feeling right now the cross of life that they're carrying on their shoulders, and yet through this contraction, a new light is born. So I invite you to really connect also with your inner Christ itself, with that Christ love that is, regardless of what religion you're connecting to, it has nothing to do with religion, but everything to do with a higher form of love, kindness, gentleness, compassion. And so connect yourself with that while we are playing the heart activation, and then Saint-Germain will come through me and talk to everybody directly. All right. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love and compassion that I'm with you at this time of awakening, of transformation, of letting go of what no longer serves you to open up to a greater divine aspect of yourself. Everything has a purpose. There is a divine plan, and there is divine order, even though you cannot always fully see it. I know that 2020 certainly hasn't started off the way you expected. Some of you already experienced quite a bit of loss. Some of you are afraid of loss. Some of you don't see a future at this time. And some of you feel excited because they can sense that there's something miraculous that is happening at this time. Most importantly, I am here to tell you that whatever your interpretation of what is going on is, nobody is wrong. You live your truth. You live your story, the story that you choose to live in. And your soul is demanding certain experiences for your awakening process. So whatever you need to release the past and to raise yourself up to a greater consciousness shall take place in your life. And so one person can have a very different experience of what is happening here on Earth at this time in comparison to the next. That doesn't make the experience any worse or better. It simply is different. Different for that individual. But I am here today to help you remember your core, your root. The fact that you are Alpha and Omega, the fact that you are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, the great all that is. Your connection to spirit is through your mind. Your mind brings through the divine visions, the divine ideas to you as a filter, creating feelings and bringing manifestations to Earth accordingly. So your mind is holding a key role in all of this. It is your thoughts that create your reality. And that I want you to be very clear about. It is your thoughts, your perspective, the way you think, the way you interpret what is going on around you that defines your experience on Earth right now. You might say that it is because of what is happening around you, but regardless how you act and react to the outer is defined by your mind, by what it is that you allow your mind to be fed with. You are eating food to support your body, to nurture your body, to give yourself strength. But equally now, more than ever, it is important that you ask yourself, what is it that you're feeding your mind? And so there are a lot of theories that are going around about why this is happening to humanity on a global level at this time. Most of you can agree that this is a form of a reset. The reason for the reset differs depending on your perception, depending on what you feel in your heart to be true. And again, I want to repeat that nobody is wrong. The question is, does this perception serve you? Does it bring you into a vibration of love, of light, or does it keep you in a place of fear, in a place of powerlessness, in a place of being a victim instead of seeing yourself as a co-creator that you're meant to be. And so I ask you to review your response to the outer circumstances and ask yourself over and over again if that's what you feed your mind with, holds the vibration of love and light or holds the vibration of fear. At this point on your path of evolution, after everything you've done, everything you've studied, everything you've learned, you know that you are part of something greater. You're part of your divine I'm presence. You're part of God, the creator, the great spirit of all that is. You also know that you're part of a divine plan and that you have a role to play. You have a purpose. You know that. But do you truly live by it? Do you have trust and faith in it? Now, in this process of what is going on, there is always a battle between separation and oneness that humanity as a whole is going through consistently. It is part of the contraction and expansion experience. There are times where you feel separate, and then there are times where you feel one. One with all that is. One with nature. One with the earth. But I'm here to tell you that Gaia doesn't look at life anymore as separation. Whereas humanity still sees itself as humanity, then there's the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, and Earth herself. Gaia is looking at every aspect, every living creature, every living thing on this beautiful planet called Earth. Gaia is seeing it as part of herself. And Gaia has chosen the ascension process. Gaia has chosen to raise herself from a third dimension to fifth dimension. And some say she is already in a fifth dimension. Some say she's in between. It doesn't make a difference. The importance in this that I'm here to tell you, so you're not debating where Gaia is at or not. The importance is that Gaia has chosen for all of her aspects to ascend, not just part of her, not just the planet without the animal kingdom, or not just the planet without humanity, and not just the planet without the plant kingdom, but all of Earth. Because Gaia doesn't say, I am going to only let part of me ascend. That would be like you saying, I only ascend, but I don't really care whether my hands are going with me through the ascension process or my feet, as long as my torso and my head is going through the ascension process. And Gaia will not accept that. So Gaia is focused on finding ways to heal the planet, to heal the earth, to bring everyone, not judging by their deeds or their actions, but bringing everyone as an aspect of herself up to a higher vibrational frequency. And so Gaia set a reset button, giving humanity a chance to rethink their actions, because Gaia needs humanity to awaken, needs humanity to realize that their choices are different. And that their choices have repercussions, have consequences. And so humanity is asked to revisit their life as a whole, to ask themselves some very important questions right now. And Gaia is cradling every single human with love and compassion, with her Christ itself, herself, following these higher ideas of kindness and gentleness, saying, what is it that you as an individual and humanity as a whole can do to shift and change now? Now is the time. And in addition, Gaia loves humanity so much as a part of herself. She knows that she's going through a very crucial time in 2020. She knows that she's gone through a very significant shift in vibrational frequency. So instead of this shift occurring like a tidal wave hitting everyone. She says, let's find a way to help humanity go through these shifts and changes, being cocooned at home, being cocooned in isolation and solitude, so that the effects of the shift and change are going to be lessened. Because Gaia doesn't believe that it has to be a catastrophe. Gaia does not believe that it has to be 80% of humanity that has to die. Gaia loves all and wants to carry as many forward as she can. And that is what the Hierarchy of Life is supporting too. We are not supporting a drastic change where most of Earth is being devastated in the process to reset and then survive, like going back to the Stone Ages. Humanity has experienced that often enough. Think of Atlantis. Think of Lemuria. It has happened before. And as much as some are holding on to the idea that history will repeat itself, if you've experienced something once before, there's no need for you to experience it again. So we are supporting Gaia in this process of awakening, in this process of reset, allowing humanity to slow down and to redefine themselves, to make some new choices. And if that doesn't work, there's going to be another reset and another reset. And depending on how everyone is responding, it can be an easy transformation or it can be a difficult transformation. So I invite you, and what I'm telling you here now, I'm inviting you to shift the frequency of fear to love. I will work with you. We use the violet flame. We use the flame of love. We use the flame of purification from Serapis Bay. But let's work together over and over and over again and shift our thoughts from there is not enough to there is enough. I am in alignment with the great divine plan. And I have trust and faith in the great divine plan and the role I play in it. Start mantras over and over again. And because thoughts create your reality, ask yourself, what reality do you choose to create? Do you choose to create a reality where the pandemic comes back and where there's a lot of death and where there's a lot of life lost? Do you choose to create a pandemic? Do you choose to create thoughts that reinforce that there are only selected few that want to decimate the population and most will die in the process? What do you want to support? Or do you support that those who have died have made a contract, a divine contract, and are not victims, but have chosen at this time to leave their physical body behind, to set an example, to call out to humanity to let go of the old form of thinking, the old structures. It is repeated that the virus is striking the elder. Let's now change the message on that. The virus is attacking the old. Let's forget for a moment about humanity. It is attacking the old. And so I'm not saying it for those who are older to take it personal. This is not about you. You're just the messengers here. But the idea is, what in your life is old, is outdated, is now time for you to let go of, time for you to be willing to let of yourself die so that something new can be reborn again. And we thank all of those souls who are willing to be here on Earth at this time as messengers by leaving their physical body behind so that humanity wakes up and asks themselves, not only what about the old can we release, but also how do you care for the elder? There's another part in that. How do you care for the elders that have lived all their life and now have grown in a stage in their life where they ask for our support, you support, everyone's support? How are the elders being supported on this earth? How do you support the elders? So there is a lot of deeper, a lot deeper message in there, and I invite you to sit in the silence, in the solitude, in the isolation. Turn the TV off. Turn the radio to a channel that plays nice, calming music, and to ask yourself some very important questions. Who are you? The answer is an aspect of all that is, an aspect of God's as creator, all that is. Why are you here on earth at this time? And the answer is to anchor love and light to bring heaven to earth. How you do this? It's absolutely up to you, but the idea is to bring heaven to earth. And yes, you will ask, how can I do this? It starts with changing your tone. It starts with being tolerant. It starts with being understanding. It starts by being willing to allow everyone to live the life that they choose to live without forcing your life upon them. But it also starts with you allowing yourself to set an example, to live as an example. And then find ways to just share love, to share light, to share laughter, share joy. When you go outside in this environment that the global community is going through, give an encouraging smile. Give words of support. I know some of you are doing it. I'm not saying you're not doing it, but what I'm saying is be aware of the significance of doing this. These little actions create waves of transformation. Waves of transformation. So the idea is ask yourself what aspects in your life are no longer in alignment with who you are, and then start making yourself notes as to where you feel in alignment with your divine eye presence you want yourself, you want to see yourself be, and make that your focal point. That is part of clearing the mind. Do you want to be in an environment that constantly fights politics and groups that are trying to force their will onto you? Or do you see yourself living in a life that you can freely express yourself, where you can freely be who you choose to be without judgment, without persecution, bringing your love and light out with ease and with joy? Do you see the importance of shifting your focus away from a lot of the theories that are out there to you, to what you can do in this moment? And so we are going through a little, we will be going through a little meditation to help you clear your mind, but invite you in these next few days and weeks to very much pay attention to your mind, pay attention to your thought. Call on the violet flame to transform and transmute any discordant thoughts into love and light, because it is your thoughts that create your reality. And it doesn't make a difference whether the numbers are exaggerated or whether the numbers aren't true. The reality is that humanity as a whole is forced to isolate, to be on lockdown, to be with themselves on a very individual level, to go into your inner self and create a new and stronger alignment with spirit. So stop dwelling on the why and take advantage of the time given to you to go through an inner transformation that then will allow the outer world to respond accordingly. You have the power in you to bring heaven to earth. Trust that to be true. So now, feel your feet connected to the earth and truly acknowledge that it's not you and Gaia, but it is you as an aspect of earth. Feel the earth with every in-breath and out-breath, bringing in the nurturing energies and forces from the heart of Gaia, and allow yourself to feel cradled by her love. You can even envision beautiful ivy or plants that are growing around you, growing up on your legs and holding you gently, ever loving you in a safe place. And just like the wind moves the trees, just allow yourself to move a little bit to the sides, back and front, and just let yourself move. The wind is blowing through your hair and it's moving you back and forth, allowing yourself to feel the flexibility of movement. Being flexible is important at this time. Going with the flow. Don't hold on too strong as the current of transformation is moving you towards a place that has already been envisioned by your divine I Am presence. So the idea of you allowing yourself to be flexible is going to help. Some of you at this time have problems with your back, with your spine, with your sciatic nerves, with your muscles, and part of that is that you're hanging on too tight. You're hanging on too tight. Allow yourself to move. Feel your shoulders relax. Feel your mind relax. Feel everything that is within you that you've been bottling up, that you've been holding onto, just gently flowing out of you into a vessel that Gaia is holding open for you to flow everything into this container that she's holding for you, that she's using to collect your heaviness, to collect your fears, your worries, your concerns, to just catch them and transform and transmute them into love and light. And as you sway back and forth, and as your breathing is becoming more relaxed, you can feel your crown opening up, and you can feel a line between your crown going upwards, an energy cord going upwards, further and further beyond, even going through the sun, going beyond the sun, beyond this galaxy, and feeling yourself anchoring in to the cosmic heart of this universe. And even so you're swaying, the cosmic universe gives you the flexibility to move back and forth. You don't lose connection because you're moving. On the contrary, this connection is moving with you. And you can feel your mind relaxing a little bit more as the universe is pouring energies of empowerment, encouragement down into you. The universe has your back. The universe is supporting you through this time of change, of awakening. Any form of contraction always gives birth to a new light. And what you're feeling right now is a rite of initiation. It is a death and rebirth. It is similar to to the ritual of being cocooned, being put into a sarcophagus for a certain amount of time. And the only enemy there is for you while being in contraction is your mind. It is your mind. And so breathe out all the thoughts of everything that you think you have to control, you have to think of, you have to do. And raise yourself up to align your mind with the mind of the cosmic Christ. Just allow that love to fill your mind up. For everyone that might feel a little different, you might even see it as a pink ray filling you up. As the alignment now along your spine shifts and changes, you can feel the nerves along your spine reacting to this frequency of liquid love flowing into you, flowing into your muscles, flowing into your torso, down your arms, into your hands, down your legs, into your feet, from your feet to Gaia. And you can sense and feel how your frequency is shifting. Because no matter what is happening around you, no matter what kind of virus there is, or the fear of vaccinations, or the fear of coming in contact with something that can harm or hurt you, if you maintain that frequency of love that is given to you by the cosmic Christ, then nothing can touch you that is not of love. Only love can touch you. Only light can touch you. And if you're willing to trust that and to have faith in that, you shall be 100% taken care of and provided for in these times of change. Yes, there will be moments of contraction, but if you simply remember to feel your connection to Gaia, to allow Gaia to hold you, to let yourself sway, and then to open up your crown to your connection to the cosmic Christ consciousness, you shall be taken care of. And just like Jesus on the cross, thirsty, you too are thirsty. You're thirsty for a new experience of self. You've outgrown the self you've been up to this point. And you so deeply yearn in your heart to raise up into a new form of existence, just like Jesus did. And now you have the opportunity to do so. It is through your inner work. It is through your inner alignment. And it is through your willingness to let thy will be done through you. It is through your willingness to empty yourself. You don't need to know. You don't need to be prepared. You don't have to do anything. But allow yourself to be open to receive. At this time, my beloved brother, Serapis Bey, stepping forward to every single one of you, igniting the flame of purification is in you at this time. See it as a sphere of light exploding from your heart outwards, and purifying every cell of your body, every cell of your heart, of your mind, of your feelings. Everything is being purified right now into the purity of light. Light is your true essence. It is what you are made of. It is your light body matrix that is reflected into your physical self. And so feel your light body matrix that might have had a couple of cracks because of what has been going on. Feel your light body self becoming strong again through the flame of purification. Strong, whole, and radiant in its pure blueprint essence. And allow your body to react to this. You might even feel that your back is straightening, or that part of your bodies are relaxing that before were tight. Just use your in-breath and out-breath to keep that flame of purification to circulate through you. Just keep it circulating through you. That's it. Just keep it going. Keep it going. And that if this is taking place and your physical body is being supported at this time, allow your light body to slowly ascend, going upwards along that connection all the way to the universal heart of oneness, the cosmic heart of love, the great central sun of all the suns within the universe. Let yourself be gently guided into the sacred place, a place of pure love, a place of oneness, a place that feels like home for you. Awaiting you here of the ascended masters that you recognize immediately, and because this is different for everyone, I am not going to give a name, but it is a master teacher for you, and a guide, and a friend who has been with you all your life. And this ascended master teacher is taking you now by your hand. And it doesn't make a difference whether it is any of the ascended masters that you know from the earth realm. For some of you, it actually will be a galactic master. Some of you, it will be a very earthy looking master from a planet that is similar in structure to the earth, but far more developed. And so let yourself now be guided by that master teacher through a portal into an experience that is unique for you. And we are going to play some music for that. But allow this experience to remind you of how much you're loved and how much you're supported at this time. Let this be an expansion for you of remembering who you are, where you're from, and why you are on Earth at this time of great awakening. So step through this portal now as we are going to play Rays of Light. And as you bring it to a close, the Ascended Master Teacher is guiding you now once again, portal of light. But instead of returning to the cosmic heart of this universe, you're returning to an ancient planet, a planet that always focused on illumination. And the significance of this planet is that it has three suns. And you find yourself, as you step through the portal on this ancient planet, at the bottom of a beautiful pyramid, golden pyramid, the stairs leading upwards all the way to the top point of this pyramid. And you notice that at the very top, there is a small flat plateau. But you're now guided together with your Ascended Master Teacher to climb those stairs. And as you climb those stairs of this pyramid, with every step, you can feel yourself becoming lighter and lighter. You can feel the past falling away. You can feel the future fading in the light. And you're truly just in the present moment, taking one step after another, ascending, raising yourself up into a new form of experience. And slowly you get closer and closer to the top of the pyramid. As you do, it becomes lighter and brighter. And you can feel yourself resonating to that light, to that illumination, to the purity that is given to you, and a sense of innocence you can feel, similar to the Fool on the tarot card. You too begin to feel like experiencing a sense of wonder, a sense of innocence, a willingness to be judgment-free, a willingness to see the world anew, a willingness to let life surprise you in a good way, to just be open, to receive, and as you receive, to share. And so you make it all the way to the very tip of that pyramid. There is only a very little spot for you to stand on. And that Ascended Master Teacher is standing right behind you as you open up your arms. And you face the three suns that are creating a triangle of light. And this light is piercing your third eye, and it is piercing your heart, and it's piercing every part of you, but it's not hurting you. It is dissolving the old you, allowing the new you to step out, to be resurrected into a whole new experience of self. And you can feel the height of the pyramid. You can feel the freedom of being up there, of being the point now of the pyramid, being filled up with the purity of love and light. And as you're being filled up, tremendous healing takes place because you are now whole. You are now complete, in alignment with your divine self, with all that is, free from any burdens, free from any bondage, just being the purity of light that at the core you always were. Let yourself receive this moment of atonement as we are playing Sweet Surrender at this time. allow the light for one moment to dissolve you into nothingness. And the moment you feel yourself materializing again in the body that you left behind on earth, feel the light that you've become expand from your inner physical self outward until it becomes like a skin of light around your physical body. It is that skin of light, that matrix, that your physical self is now going to respond to and is going to expand into. Important is in the days ahead to support this process by going into meditation, by calling on that master teacher, that ascended master teacher, to be with you at this time, as they will be anyway, as they are very much supporting you in this process of transformation that is taking place not only on earth, but specifically for you at this time. And allow yourself to receive the purification and the nurturing, not only from below, from Gaia, but also from those three suns that are continuing to shine their light upon you to help you in your ascension process to a new form of existence. Key is for you to recognize that no matter what impulses come towards you, the importance is how do you choose to respond to these impulses? Do you choose love or do you choose fear? If you choose fear, then it is time to step back, to allow yourself to move back into alignment with your divine self, with that energy of illumination you received here today. Connect with your ascended master teacher. Call on Serapis Bay to use the flame of purification. Call on me with the violet flame to transform and transmute any discordant energies into the frequency of all-encompassing love and light. And allow yourself the moment to realign, to refocus your mind to the frequency of love and light, no matter what the outer circumstances are. If you feel you get lost, start with simple steps. Ask yourself what date and time it is. Pay attention to where you are at that moment and feel your feet connecting to the earth. This brings you back into the present moment. It pulls you back from the past of the future. The future is defined by the choices you make in the present moment. The past no longer can touch you. It is done and over with. So it is the power of now that is for you to focus on. And so the time to align and realign yourself with the light, with the supernal triad of love, of divine power, and divine illumination, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. Because of what you received here tonight, I've decided not to answer any questions this evening because I want you to take the time and to sit in that inner alignment and be in sacred communion with that divine master teacher and allow yourself to not know. Allow yourself to be empty. Allow yourself to be filled up with that vibration of love and light. To maintain that commitment of trust and faith to something greater than you, to work with you and through you at all times, to love and protect you. Always remind yourself, there is a divine plan in all of this, even if it might appear to be madness. There is a divine order. There is a divine plan. You're not just a victim of outer circumstances. You know the expression, when you have lemon, make lemonades. Use this time for the inner work so that the outer will follow accordingly. It is also the time to go to Mike Snyder's website and to listen to some of his music to help you in this process. We are certain that he's going to put some more music up soon. So just stay tuned, because this is a time of deep inner transformation and healing. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain. And this is, I'm going to turn the word over back to Mike and Brigida. And it is so. Have a wonderful Easter weekend. Namaste. You want to play Fifth Ray for a moment? Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show. As Mike already said in the beginning, stay tuned for new schedules, as we are going to offer this as guided, no longer just once a month, but as needed. And so grateful that all of you were part of it. Stay strong in all of this. Stay in alignment. As I understand it, Saint Germain didn't want to do question and answer because of the of what he has offered to you tonight, to really sit with the energy, and you will feel things moving in the next 24 to 72 hours as well, so allow that to take place. We will also begin to offer more different kinds of sessions via Zoom, so stay tuned. If you're not getting the newsletter, you can go to lightbridge101.com to sign up for it, or become a Facebook friend. I also put what we offer on Facebook as well. So I think my Facebook page is under my name, Brigida Boye. So yes, thank you, and giving the word over to Mike.
I think you have a Facebook page of Lightbridge 101 also?
Oh, yes, I do.
I don't know if they were the same or not. Okay. Yeah, and like I said, we do have a Lightbridge 101 YouTube channel. I think we only have a couple different videos on there, but we're going to build that up also.
Yes. And yeah, if you can, check out the virtual expo. That was an extremely fun experience. And I see the New York Life Expo doing it now too. Great, Matt and Karen, you've done an amazing job of grandfathering this in. This is a new way of maybe holding virtual expos in the world and bringing the world even more together. So thank you, Karen and Matt, for doing the amazing work that you always do and put yourself out there. We are deeply grateful for what it is you do and how you support all of us light workers, light bearers, light bringers, however you want to call what we do right now. So thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful Easter Sunday. Blessings to all of you. And it is always with much gratitude that we are offering this and for your willingness to come out and listen. Thank you very much.
Okay. And thank you, Brigitte. And good night, everyone. Have a very happy holiday weekend. Take care.
Peace out. Good night.